Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on this Tuesday, March 16th of 2021. And I'm your host this evening, the Miracle Man. And I'm so grateful that you've made the determination to tune in to this wonderful radio program. Wherever you may be listening from, however you may have heard about us, we're just so grateful that you've made that determination to tune in. And like I said yesterday, if you tuned in and you think it's by accident, it's not. There's a reason. God wanted you to. If you're just on there, on the internet, and ended up on this show, there's a reason for that. And, of course, that reason would be the Lord. And we are just so glad to have you with us tonight, wherever you are, however you found us. And I just have to say thank you for all of you who have been there on this program, listened to this program over all of these years. And it's just been a blessing to have all of you, my listeners. It really means a lot that you have tuned in over the years. And I appreciate all of you. And it's not just a little thing I say. It's something I truly mean. And so, I'm going to start by mentioning what are some of my favorite spring break memories from when I was a student. What I mean by student is I mean both at the public school and also at the college level. As we are in spring break, we are in the spring break season in this country, and of course, depending on the school and the state and what have you, that determines when the spring break is. Now, when I was a younger student, back when I was in public schools, only 1 year did I go actually out of state during spring break, unless when I was little I might have had one of my surgeries in Chattanooga at the time. But that particular time that I'm thinking of that I went out of state, we had went to an event in Alabama. And so that was pretty cool. And also during spring break, I've went to see my grandparents up in the north, up north. At the time, Grandma was still with us. And then, of course, when I was a college student, 1 year, actually 2 different times I went places. One time I went to Chicago few years later, I went to Alabama, down to South Alabama to see Bonnie and Mike Petrisevic. Now, as I've said before on this program, last year even, Bonnie is no longer with us, but it was real fun to get to go to Alabama and see her those 4 years ago. And and it's always a good time at any level that you're a student, whether it was college or, you know, high school and what have you, to take some time to relax on spring break, of course. And when you can, to get to go do something cool somewhere. And maybe your idea of a grown-up spring break is that you go to Florida for a few days to escape from the cold. Slash take off your face diaper. Your mask, your face, your shackles, your face shackle. That's a good name for it. Your face shackle, or your face hand, or your face cuff, like handcuffs for your face, keep you from breathing. That's a good name for it, right? Yep. And, you know, take that thing off. And so, of course, when I was a college student, a couple of times, the Holy Spirit Conference was right during spring break. So that was very cool to have happen. It truly was, because that meant got to be imparted into spiritually. So that was a cool thing when we had that. Of course, when I was a high school student, and before that, elementary and middle school, my spring break was always at the end of March / the beginning of April. Students, their parents, you know, would ask me, what do you think is the best week for spring break to be? I would say, well, depends on where you are. Depends on when it's starting to feel like spring. Example, around here, the week of March 1st doesn't feel like it'd be the good week to have spring break, because at that point, it often feels a lot like winter. Whereas in a place like Florida or Alabama, I mean South Alabama, South Georgia, far South Texas maybe even, far South Louisiana, and like I said, Florida, it may not make as much of a difference whether it be in early March or in April. Or maybe you're one of those districts that no matter what, always does spring break around when Easter is, which is always cool when you do that, because then you have Easter right during the break, and that can always be a nice thing to have. Of course, it doesn't always work out, though. Anyways, that being said, after tomorrow, I am flying down to Florida to go to you know, to Tampa to go to the beach, see what the malls and what have you are up to. Gonna go to, looks like I'll be going to Rodney Howard Brown's on Sunday, see how the stand is going. And I've still been watching. Of course, I'm the most apt to watch when it's Rodney teaching, because he's the ultimate one I want to hear is Rodney. You're the same way. You won't have to turn it off if it's not Rodney, right? You're kind of the same way. Because I like Rodney because he's the funniest. Some of those other ones are funny, but I still like Rodney the most and his personality. Anyhow. That being said, there won't be a show during Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I am, however, looking at a Friday show for next week. I'm really thinking about doing that. I really am. I'll get with you listeners on that to see how that'll be. Because in the past, I've done that a couple of times to make up. So we'll see. I that's what I'm thinking I'll do, that we're at least got to get one in. So that we, and then, of course, after that, we'll be into Easter weekend. We'll be, and I'm going to start tonight teaching on Easter. Tonight's just going to be an overview of the story of Jesus going on the cross and everything that happened. Tonight's just going to be an overview. And then we'll have tomorrow night or what have you as we approach Easter. And as we Christians call it, Holy Week. And of course, with great reason. Because Jesus is holy. And you know, I'm so grateful that he died on the cross for us. He didn't have to do that, but he did it because he loved us. He cared about us enough that he would do that for us. And so, gonna be a great night tonight. And about this next week, I think it's good that I'll be doing a Friday show, because then I'll get to talk about what has happened in the tournament between now and then. The reason my laptop won't be going is because it would add a lot of weight to that, you know, suitcase. Of course. You know what else would add a lot of weight to my suitcase? People, 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 people. Because I teased about wanting to put certain people in my suitcase to take to Florida so they could come with me. You know, so they could come and hang out and eat Chick-fil-A and go to the beach and and all the other fun stuff. But nonetheless, people don't fit in suitcases. So obviously that won't work. Now, of course, I knew it couldn't work, but I was teasing about it, teasing about putting them in the suitcase. But of course, I knew it wasn't gonna. Of course, I knew it wasn't gonna work. Let me just check the clock. So, anyhow, want to remind you that this episode is brought to you by your local McDonald's, where you can go to your local McDonald's and grab yourself an icy cold Coca-Cola, an ice cold Coca-Cola for the low price of $1 any size. Notice I didn't say icy cold. I didn't say icy cold because I was at a location last week in the Bay City area where they have Coca-Cola freezes. They call them icies, Coca-Cola icies. And apparently it's a test item, has been a test item for the last few years. I want that thing to go national. I really do. I want that thing to go national. And who knows? Maybe they will. We will just have to wait. And, of course, as they say, stay tuned. Stay tuned to see what happens. My hope is that they will release it nationwide at some point. Burger King had it for years. Z, do they still have the frozen Cokes at Burger King?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, they, that I know of, they've had them since 99. So I don't know why McDonald's has been behind on that for so many years. Maybe is it for whatever reason they had decided, nah, it's for Burger King. Let them do it. Let 7-Eleven do it. Let, you know, all these other companies do it. Which, by the way, as I had discussed weeks ago on the show, that Westfield Brandon Mall in Florida, in Brandon, Florida, mind you, just east of Tampa, right near I-75, they have a 7-Eleven inside of their mall, which of course means Slurpees, which I don't know about you, but to me, those Slurpees are better than any mall slushie you'll get. Everybody does it. And oh, by the way, speaking of slushies, you know those claw machines that you see all over the place, everywhere, all over the place? I wish that instead of those things having plushies, I wish that they actually had coupons for slushies in them. Don't you? Slushies / Slurpees from 7-Eleven. Or McDonald's or wherever, you know? For carbonated, Slurpees / Slushies in particular, because those are the best ones, especially on a nice, warm, sunny day. And so that thing is so that thing really is pretty cool, though, that they have one of those. And they were scheduled to open a few more mall locations a couple of years ago. I don't know if they did or not. I hope they did. As of right now, 7-Eleven is supposed to buy all the Speedways, but there's, of course, every time there's a big merger, you know, you have all these crazy Teamsters trying to block it. Why do you think all these Teamsters are standing in the way trying to sue and block it? Why do you think they're doing it? Well, I wonder why these Teamsters are standing in the way trying to block it. You know, I don't know. But anywho, and so a couple other things I want to mention. One of them is I want you to go online to riversofmiracles.com. Again, that's Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, like the body of water, riversofmiracles.com. Find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, the story about a God who mother could not see, but she strongly believed in. And it talks about all the miracles that have taken place over my life, over all these years of my life. And it's been honest to see God work. It's been awesome. To be honest with you, it's been awesome to see God work in my life. And I know something. He is going to keep working on me. He's still working on me right now. And you know what, listeners? He's still working on all of us. To do what? To make us what we ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and stars. Now think of that. How lovely and patient he must be that he is still working on me. And I am, and listeners, I'm so grateful for that, that Jesus is still working on me. He's still working on my behalf. He's still working on your behalf. He is. Yes. He doesn't just want you to be the same person you were yesterday, the same person you were last month, last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago, if you're that old, 50 years ago, if you're that old, and you get the picture, you know. He wants you to be made a new person. I mean, you know, he's still working on us. And I'm grateful for that, that he's still working. And I was just thinking about that. Jesus is on the inside, working on the outside. Working on the outside. Which means that even in the best of Christians, he's still working on you. Because he sees things that he wants to be better. And listeners, that's not something to be sad about. I'm happy that he cares about us enough to help us. I'm happy about that. I'm happy about that. That he loves us and cares about us that much. But go online, check out information about that book. You can buy that book on that website. Also, you can rent the book from the Grace A. Dow Memorial Library here in Midland. And the other thing I wanted to remind you of, listeners, is that I have a PayPal, and you can go online to paypal.com, and in the search bar, you want to type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Remember, both Rivers and Shukla are capitalized, number one. Number two, there's a space between Rivers and Shukla. Just to make sure you know, so that as you're sowing seed, as God calls you to sow seed, you're sowing the seed into the right place. And, of course, wrong spellings can make it difficult. So, of course, make sure you're spelling it right. Rivers is R-Y-V-E-R-S. And, of course, Shukla is S-H-U-K-L-A. And one thing we know is God loves a cheerful giver. And we know that that is true. All right. So the plan for the rest of the evening is we are going to sing a couple of songs, and then we, after that, we're going to go into the Word of the Lord for this evening, and then we're going to discuss the story and what happened in the story of Easter, and what happened, and what does this mean for us? And tonight I'm going to discuss it on the idea of this covenant that we have with Jesus, the blood covenant that we have with Jesus. Amen. I know that Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. For the blood that Jesus shed, he cleansed me like he said. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. For the blood that Jesus shed, he cleansed me like he said. Oh, what a change in my life. I'm not the same. I'm not the same anymore. Since I walked through heaven's door, I'm not the same anymore. Since I walked through heaven's door, I'm not the same. For the blood that Jesus shed, he cleansed me like he said. I'm not the same anymore. Since I walked through heaven's door, I'm not the same anymore. Since I walked through heaven's door, I'm not the same anymore. Since I walked through heaven's door, for the blood that Jesus shed, He cleansed me like he said. I'm not the same anymore since I walked through heaven's door. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, the blood that Jesus shed. He cleansed me like he said. Oh, what a change in my life. I'm not the same anymore since I walked through heaven's door. I'm not the same anymore since I walked through heaven's door. Oh, the blood that Jesus shed. Jesus cleansed me like he said. I'm not the same anymore since I walked through heaven's door. Oh, what a change in my life. Thank you, Jesus. So glad that Jesus cleansed us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What can separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. Death could not hold you, the grave tore before you, silence the boast of sin and grace. Heavens are roaring the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. the name of Jesus. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Forever he is lifted high. Forever he is glorified. Got it backwards. Forever he is risen. He is alive. He is alive. Forever he is glorified. Forever he is lifted high. Forever he is risen. He is alive. He is alive. And the ground began to shake. The storm was rolled away. His earthly power could not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? Our resurrected King has rendered you defeated. Forever he is glorified. Forever he is lifted high. Forever he is risen. He is alive. He is alive. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb was overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. Forever he is glorified. is alive. He is alive. Forever he is glorified. Forever he is lifted high. Forever he is risen. He is alive. He is alive. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are alive in us. Thank you, Lord, that you're alive in us, and it's great to serve you. It's a privilege to serve you and to honor you and to live for you. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you tonight for who you are. We honor you for who you are in our lives. And I thank you, Lord God, that as we enter into your word tonight, as we enter into your word, Lord, that this word would have free course in our life, free course, that nothing can get in the way of it. And I just thank you, Lord God, that this word will get right into the heart and the soul. The souls of these wonderful listeners, these wonderful listeners that are tuning in from all over. And I just thank you, Lord God, that as they hear this word tonight, that you would work on the inside of them. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you would just impart things into us as we study for the next little while, that you reveal things to us about you, things that we may not yet know or understand, but that with you we will be able to understand these things about you, Lord God. And I give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name. And now I make my confession over this program, Lord God. I say that sponsors and partners would come into this program. I say that sponsors and partners would come into this program. I say that increases in listenership would come into this program. And most of all, Lord God, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into this great radio program, coming into the kingdom as a result of this wonderful radio program, in Jesus' matchless name. Amen, amen, and amen, and amen. Say, let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what the word says I can have. And I can do what the word says I can do. This is more than a history book to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a storybook to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's go to Luke chapter 21. Praise God, Luke 21. And we're going to begin to study on the story of Jesus on the cross. just finding my place. Excuse me, 22. We're going to 22. That was my mistake. I'm going to begin with verse 1 of chapter 22. And as I always say, whatever I do here where I am, you do wherever you are. Just be a part tonight. Don't just sit there and be one of those who doesn't, just sit there and be one of those who doesn't receive. Be a part. Amen. Verse 1 of Luke 22. Luke 22, verse 1, NIV. Now the feast of unleavened bread, called the Passover, was approaching. And the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12. And Judas, sent by the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard, and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. They were delighted, and they agreed to give him money. He consented, and he watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when no crowd was present. Verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters and say to the owner of that house, 'The teacher asked, where is the guest room so that I may eat the Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready, and make preparations there.' They left and found the things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, 'I have eagerly desired to eat. I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you the truth, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God.' After taking the cup, he gave thanks and he said, 'Take, divide it among yourselves. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.' He took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to the disciples, saying, 'This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you.'" Pause. You see, listeners, that right there, that's that blood covenant. That's the blood covenant right there, right there, right there. I'll pause. This is my blood covenant, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is of mine. Is with me at the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decried. But woe to the man who betrays him. They began to question him among themselves, which of them it might be. And who would do this? Also, a dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be the greatest. And Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me, my trials. For I confer on as a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Satan has asked to sift you as you eat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." But he replied, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death." Jesus answered, "I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times. You will deny that you know me three times." Verse 35. Then Jesus asked them, "When I sent you without a purse, bag, or sandals, did you lack anything?" "Nothing," they answered. And he said to them, "But now, if you have a purse, take it, and also a bag. And if you do not have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. It is written, 'And he was numbered with the transgressors.' And I tell you that this must be fulfilled in me. Yes, what is written about me is reaching its fulfillment." The disciples said, "See, Lord, here are two swords." "That's enough," he replied. Verse 39. And Jesus went out, as usual, up to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. He withdrew about a stone throw beyond them. And he knelt down and he prayed, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Not my will, but your will be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him, and the angel strengthened him. The being was anguished, and he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Why are you sleeping? He asked them. Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Verse 47, this is where Jesus gets arrested, coming right up. While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, Lord, should we strike with the sword? And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, no more of this. And he touched the man's ear and he healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard and to the elders who had come with him, am I leading a rebellion that you have come with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. Is your hour when darkness reigns? Verse 54. Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. But when they kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, this man was with him. But he denied it. Woman, I don't know him, he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, you also are one of them. Man, I am not, Peter replied. About an hour later, another answered, certainly this fellow was with him. For he is a Galilean, Peter replied, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord had been spoken to him. Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times. He went outside and he wept bitterly. 63. The men who were guarding Jesus began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and demanded, prophesy, who hit you? And they said many other insulting things to him. 66. At daybreak, the council of the elders of the people, both the chief priests and the teachers of the law, met together, and Jesus was led before them. "If you are the Christ," they said, "tell us." Jesus answered, "If I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I ask you, you would not answer me. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God." And they all asked, "Then are you the Son of God?" And he replied, "You are right in saying that I am." Then they said, "Why do we need any more testimony? We have heard it from his own lips." And we'll start with the first passage of 23, and then we're going to call it, and we'll discuss. Then the whole assembly rose and led him off to Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, "We have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Christ, a king." So Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied. Then Pilate announced to the chief priests and the crowd, "I found no basis for a charge against this man." But they insisted, "He stirs up the people all over Judea by his teaching. And he started in Galilee and has come all the way here." On hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean. When he learned that Jesus was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent them to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was greatly pleased, because for a long time he had been wanting to see him. From what he had heard about him, he hoped to see him perform a miracle. He plied him with many questions, but Jesus gave him no answer. The chief priests and the teachers of the law were standing there, vehemently accusing him. Then Herod and his soldiers ridiculed and mocked him, dressing him in an elegant robe. They sent him back to Pilate. From that day, Herod and Pilate became friends. Before this, they had been enemies. And Pilate called together the chief priests and the teachers of the law and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was bringing the people to rebellion. And I have examined him in your presence, and I have found no basis for your charges against him, neither has Herod. But you sent him back to him, as you have seen, and he has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him, and then I will release him." And that'll be it. I'll continue on with this tomorrow when we come back. But this is, as you see, such a great and wonderful story. And so what you have here is Judas decided to betray Jesus. And when we talk about betrayal, we mean, what I mean here is he totally betrayed him, like, bad. And was absolutely, like, I don't know this guy. I don't know who it is that you're talking about. I don't know him. And then Jesus, they have the Last Supper together. And they had the bread, and they had the cup, which us Christians call communion. And Jesus says, we did not read it tonight, but Jesus, in one version, in one of the chapters, in one of the books, it says, as often as you do this in remembrance of me. Now, in Luke, it said, do this in remembrance of me, but it didn't say as often as you do it, though it's the same connotation. Whether you do it all the time, daily, weekly, whether you do it monthly, whether you do it yearly, do it in remembrance of me. And then it says, and then Jesus said, like to God, as he was taking the cup, let not my will, but your will be done, as he was talking to his Father God. And then he said, this is my blood, which is the new covenant that you have with God, with Jesus. This is your new covenant. And you see, listeners, we have a new covenant. It's not new like this year, but in the sense, it's new in the sense that it's through Jesus. So we are not under the Old Testament covenant with God. We are under the New Testament covenant. Under the Old Covenant, so many of the sins that you would commit. Now, if you're just willfully sinning, you should stop right now. But with the new covenant, you know, Jesus died for our sins. And he paid the price for our sin. He paid the price for our healing. He paid the price for our deliverance. And, you know, if you were sick, even in Leviticus, guess what you had to do if you had these certain infections? You had to go and quarantine. How many of you listeners remember that from this past year? Well, those of you who didn't know what it was, now you know what it is. Those of you who didn't know before last March, unless you've been living under a rock all year for 12 months, huh? That Jesus paid the price for us so we could be healed. So we could be healed. And Jesus could heal us of that sickness. I believe Jesus is working on my eyes. And these other things that I'm believing for God to do in my body. I know he is. I know that manifestation is coming. I know it. But the covenant makes it so that what we have to do now under the new covenant is ask Jesus for our forgiveness. You know, like if we've been sinning or what have you, we have to ask him for forgiveness. There's only one unpardonable sin. It's the sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit. But anything else, you can repent to Jesus. You can say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. But then you have to do the repent part. The repent part is not just a confession. The repent part is turning around, not doing that thing anymore. Not doing that thing you used to do. It means you stopped it and you fully repented. And I've decided that you are the new man. And that you do not have to do that anymore. I have to plug in my phone, and so I am moving. I'm sorry about this, listeners. I'm going to...
Are you wanting to see this?
Yes. So I just need to sit down. Oh, I'm sorry that this is tangled, but sometimes, you know, sometimes, listeners, you just got to love technology, don't you? Sometimes you just got to love technology. I am just getting this fixed, and then I will get right back to where I was. All right. Where was I? Oh, the covenant. So because of this new covenant we have with Jesus, we just ask him, you know, and we have to repent. Before that, what we would have had to do is to do all these sin offerings and all this other stuff. And, you know, for everything we've done as Christians, I'm sure, we'd have to spend a lot of time out in the field collecting all these different animals in order to kill all these animals to talk to God. You would have been quite the task. And then because of all the animals, we can forget our wonderful burgers. You can forget about your garlic burger that you might be dreaming about, Zianna. You can forget about that garlic burger.
Right.
You can forget about your garlic burger. Forget about your Chick-fil-A sandwich, because that would have had to been, you know, that chicken would have had to be sacrificed, you know. And the cow, that is their mascot. I don't get why their mascot is a cow. It should be a chicken. But as they say, it is what it is. What do you do about that? But it is what it is, and I still love it, and I can't wait to get to Florida to get to eat it. But nonetheless, you see. And then Jesus shed his blood for us. He shed this blood for us. One time we read about tonight, where he was sitting there praying, and then his sweat is like drops of blood falling to the ground. And every time he did that, he bought something for us. Deliverance, healing, you know, freedom from sin. He brought us eternal life. You know, so that we could live in heaven. Of course, we don't have eternal life on the earth. The Bible even says, in fact, that our days are numbered 120 years maximum. That was something that God had established back in Genesis, because you had all these people living to be 900 and some years old, which at my age, you know, for 31, if you live to be 900, 31 is still like a little kid. You know? But then at 900, I don't know how you still have a voice. Hey, man. You know? But anyhow, you see, this covenant that we have with the Lord is, with Jesus, is just this powerful thing that we should never take for granted. And I don't take communion without thinking about it. And of course, in my church, listeners, right, lately in my church, we've been doing communion and worship every Sunday night. That's all we do. Worship, communion, and the offering. That's what we've been doing for this whole past year. I don't know about you, listeners, those of you who go to my church, but I've been enjoying it. I truly have been. But then all these people, Jesus got arrested. For what? For loving us. He got betrayed for loving us, for caring about us, for teaching the gospel. And Pilate even said, I find no reason for a charge against him. But the people chose Jesus to be crucified. Because later on, the person gives all the people a choice. And they say, which one do you want me to release to you? Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Christ? And they didn't say, give us Jesus. They said, give us Barabbas. And they said, well, then what do you want me to do with Jesus? And they all said, crucify him. They didn't want him to be allowed to go free. They wanted him crucified. And Judas, you see, had two totally different sets of friends. And he had a bunch of people coming with him. You know, these people, when he decided to betray Jesus, he had a bunch of people with him. But, you see, Judas had two totally different sets of totally different vocabularies, totally different sets of clothes, everything. And he was so good at being able to live that double standard, to be that perfect light in front of Jesus. But then to be able to go and hang out with these other folk and get himself into serious, serious, serious trouble. Serious trouble. But as it was said, Jesus would become a sign that people would speak against, and that things would happen to him. Of course, you have doubting Thomas. All Thomas did was miss one church service. One. And then he doubted. One church service. I don't know why he missed it. Maybe he was on vacation in Florida and forgot to turn on the stream. No, that'd be more like today. Maybe he was... in a lot of traffic from his job and just decided, oh, this traffic is terrible. I'm not going to go to my church service tonight. I'm just going to go home and watch a movie. Oh, a problem there. No cars back then either. Maybe he's sitting with his horse. No, I don't know why he missed it. But all he did was miss the one service. One. Excuses for his doubting by any means, but, you know. And the reason I like to have a sense of humor is because, you know, people need to laugh. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And you can tell, like, someone who never, ever, 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 ever laughs, that they're just not, you know, in a very good place. But this beautiful covenant, see, that we have with Lord Jesus, it's just a powerful thing. And it means so much. And that as we get into this Easter season, we need to reflect on it. And what does it mean for us as Christians? What does it represent for us? Because he was whipped, because of the stripes, and all the times that he shed his blood for us, the five different times that blood was shed. And if you don't know my Jesus, none of this is going to work for you. But you can know him. Pray that you would accept Jesus Christ into your heart tonight in the name of Jesus. And so, and then Peter, look at Peter. Peter, you know, first there's this servant girl who's walking nearby to Peter. She's not socially distancing, and she's not wearing a mask either, so I don't know what she's doing. And she says, Peter, certainly you were one of them. He says, no, I don't know him. Another person, surely you were with him. No, I was not with him. Third person, no, I was not with him. Rooster crows. And the word of the Lord had come to him and said, before the rooster crows today, you'll disown me three times. And in one version, in one of the accounts, Peter actually cursed him. He cursed him. He used curse words. But later, he would become an apostle to the church of Jesus. He would become an apostle, as would Paul. And Paul, at first, he had been a huge persecutor. He had been persecuting Christians, persecuting those who believed in Jesus. But he was changed. He was set free. And he had become one of the great apostles under the church, one of the great preachers. Now I pray, Lord Jesus, for this, that this word, we would get this word on the inside of us, that we would remember, Lord God, the things that this covenant represents, that we would remember all of your benefits and the things we have because of you, because of what you did for us, the relationship that we can have with you, Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that we would put this to work in our lives. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.